Welcome to another episode of Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny. It's Monday. It's 9:02 p.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That song we just heard was Whiskey Story Time by Alabaster de Bloom, which is such a good name. I wonder if that is Alabaster's real name or if it's just like a band name. But yeah. Anyway, up next we've got a very exciting song because it's by two people that I separately love and then they made a song together. So it just couldn't get any better and more exciting. This is Flag Into the Fray by Dear Nora and Frankie Cosmos. Both of them in the same song. What do you know? Crazy stuff. Only on Epic Moth Time. It's Into the Fray. It's Flag Into the Fray by Dear Nora and Frankie Cosmos. Thank you.
sky is so clear.
Hello, hello. Isn't that song the absolute cutest? That was Flag, parentheses, Into the Fray by Dear Nora and Frankie Cosmos, both of them, in one song. It's my dream come true. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I hope everyone at Tufts and wherever else the listeners to my show are currently had a good Thanksgiving break. And, whoa, I have a lot of listeners today. Hey guys, what you doing? Hello. This is so funny. Wow, I'm a little flustered. Welcome to Epic Moth Time. Glad you're here. Yeah. I'm really excited to play some cool songs for you guys. Still kind of trying to figure out the vibe of today's show, because I have a lot of ideas of what to play, but not really sure, like, where to go from here. But I think up next I'm going to play this fun little ditty. This is a song I have found to love this semester. It's called I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free by Nina Simone. And it's what I'm gonna play next. So here it goes. Enjoy.
Say I'm loud, say I'm clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart, remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me, then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live
me again. That was I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free by Nina Simone, the one and only. A very lovely song indeed. Up next, we've got Self-Control by none other than Frank Ocean. Please enjoy. Also, shout out to my mom. I love you. Thanks for listening. Okay, here it goes.
Poolside convo about your summer last night. About your summer last night.
I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night? Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me, I'll sleep between y'all, there's nothing.
Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. Cause I made you your self-control.
What an amazing song. That was Self-Control by Frank Ocean. That song always reminds me of summer. I can't tell you which summer, but summer. Just Yeah, like when it's like not sunset, but like it's like after sunset, so it's still light outside, but it's like getting darker, and like walking outside when it's like really like hot during the day, and then it finally gets like cooler out, and it's like kind of yellow, kind of blue, kind of pink outside. That song, I feel like, really encapsulates that kind of weather and energy. Yeah. Anyway, here's another Epic Moth Time classic, possibly the Epic Moth Time classic. It's Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins. Please enjoy. Hello, that was Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins, obviously. Possibly the song of Epic Moth Time, considering how often I play it and how much I love it. However, I haven't really played it that much this semester, so I'm glad I've decided to give it a little return, a little spin, if you will, this episode. I will play the next song very soon. But before I do that, I do have something special I need to read. If you're a regular, you know what time it is. Get ready, it's the dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that, I will play the next song. Get ready. It is 17 by Youth Lagoon. Another, like, late summer, but it's, like, not night yet, kind of hot weather song. Definitely one of the best of this genre I've just invented. 17 by Youth Lagoon. Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
was 17 by Youth Lagoon. Yeah, I remember listening to that when I turned 17 and was like, whoa, I'm living the dream. I am that girl. I am 17. Yeah, don't stop imagining. The day that you do is the day that you die. Lately I've been feeling like such a teenager. I think it might be just like I was home for Thanksgiving and like now I'm back and like I'm wearing my hair in little clippies. And that's something that I used to do that was so youthful. Or maybe it's because I'm like really tired. And I used to be like tired all the time because of high school. Or maybe it's just like a combination of all of these factors that I've just today have really felt like a teenager. A little in the like, wow, the world is so big and exciting. And a little in the like, wow, the world sucks and I'm miserable because I have all this homework and no one understands me. But at least I look cool. Yeah. That's just how I'm feeling today. I also just want to make art. I just have so much art I want to make and so many little creations and crafts I want to complete, but I just have math homework. Rah! I am not a fan of math. Not that you needed to know that, but it is what it is. I don't like math. So I hope my now 24, hey, which three of you left? Which three of you decided to leave? But now my 24 listeners, now you know, I don't like math. Anyway, this next song is dedicated to Una Moon, who I love and miss with all my heart. She said that I should play this. I haven't heard it, but I'm going to play it for you all. Here it goes. I love you. This is Too Good by Arlo Parks, recommended to us by my dearest Una Moon. Let's hit it.
Something deep inside pinched. I touched the bump on your wrist you were born with. Watching you trying to push away. It hurts when you see it coming. You're too proud to tell me that you can. Watching you trying to push away. It hurts when you see it coming. Never use your words to show you can. I think you know it. Too cool to show it. Babe, you're so good. You're too good to be true. I think you know it. Too cool to show it. Babe, you're so good. You're too good to be true. Oh, why'd we make the simplest things so hard?
I let my pain through the way that I sit and start to pick at the rips in my Nikes. You quote Tom York and lean in for a quick kiss, but still you just won't admit that you like me. Watching you lower both your eyes, it hurts when you know it's over. Still too stubborn to show that you can. Watching you lower both your eyes, I feel like you never really cared. I think you know it. Too cool to show it.
Okie dokie, artichokies. That was Too Good by Arlo Parks. Shout out to Una for the recommendation. It was a very good song. I sincerely enjoyed it. Up next, we've got something groovy, something funky. It's Tokyo Drift by Mallrat.
Whenever I'm tired, laughing at the wrong time, laughing for a long time, things gonna be alright. And whenever I'm tired, laughing at the wrong time, laughing at the wrong thing, laughing for a long time, think it's gonna be alright. We don't talk much, but I hope that you will. Let's drive to the beach and place homes from 2012. I've been meaning to text you for 7 or 8 days. Get back from your vacay, meet me at HJ's. We had like a million great days at least, and that's only since grade 8 on me. HS in like 2006, I take all the blame for this Tokyo trip. Weeks were getting super long and I was getting bored now. Monday doesn't even feel like Monday anymore, and everyone was always wrong. I'm glad that we ignore it now. Monday doesn't even feel like Monday anymore. And whenever I'm tired, laughing at the wrong time, laughing for a long time, things gonna be alright. And whenever I'm tired, laughing at the wrong time, laughing at the wrong thing, laughing for a long time, think it's gonna be alright.
Weeks were getting super long and I was getting bored now. Monday doesn't even feel like Monday anymore, and everyone was always wrong. I'm glad that we ignore it now. Monday doesn't even feel like Monday anymore.
We don't talk much, but I hope that you will. Let's drive to the beach and place homes from 2012. I've been meaning to text you for 7 or 8 days. Get back from your vacay, meet me at HJ's. We had like a million great days at least, and that's only since grade 8 on me. HS in like 2006, I take all the blame for this Tokyo drift. And whenever I'm tired, laughing at the wrong time, laughing for a long time, gonna be alright. And whenever I'm tired, laughing at the wrong time, laughing at the wrong thing, laughing for a long time, think it's gonna be alright.
That was Tokyo Drift by Mallrat. Guess what? It's time for a moth fact. Whoa. Today we're going to talk about the emperor moth, also known as Saturnia pavonia. It's the only member of the moth family Saturnidae that's found in Britain. Whoa. It's British. Ho ho. It's found in the open countryside across much of the British Isles, and even in like northern Scotland. They're really, really beautiful. They are usually like gray, white, pink, and they have these like beautiful black eye spots, and they look really fuzzy and cute. And they're very gorgeous. Also, the caterpillars are crazy looking. They're bright green and bright orange and black. And there's also some black and pink ones. And I think they're also silk. Like they make silk. I've never seen one in the wild, but maybe if I go to the British Isles, I'll I'll happen upon an emperor moth. I wonder if that's why they're called emperor moths, because, like, imperialism, like, British imperialism. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Alrighty. Should probably pick the next song. And it's gonna be another Epic Moth Time classic. Here's Thinning by Snail Mail. Please enjoy. Snail Mail. Yeah, a really lovely song. Up next, we've got kind of a throwback for me. It's Expectations by Belle and Sebastian, which I first heard on the Juno soundtrack. Yeah, which is an excellent movie, probably one of my favorite movies. Yeah, I had something to say. Oh my gosh, I haven't checked my email in so long, and I feel so dangerous. I'm living on the edge. Anyway, Expectations, Belle and Sebastian. Enjoy.
Thank you. to school. Tell your mom what you expect. She says it's right out of the blue. Do you wanna work at Debenhams? Cause that's what they expect. Start in lingerie and Doris is your supervisor. And the head said that you always wear a queer one from the start. For careers you say you wanna be remembered for your art. Your obsession gets you known throughout the school for being strange, making life-size models of the Velvet Underground in clay. In the queue for lunch they take the piss, you've got no appetite. And the rumor is you never go with boys and you are tight. So they jab you with a fork, you drop the tray and go berserk. While you're cleaning up the mess, the teacher's looking up your skirt. Hey, you've been used. Are you calm, settled down? Write a song, I'll sing along. Soon you will know that you are sane. You're on top of the world again. Knowing that you gotta go to school. Tell your mom what to expect. She says it's right out of the blue. Do you wanna work in CNA? Cause that's what they expect. Move to lingerie and take a feel of Childish Stoneman. Tell Veronica the secret of the boy you never kissed. She's got everything to gain, cause she's a fat girl with a list. Sticks up for you when you get aggravation from the snob. Cause you can't afford to blaze a girl, you're always wearing gloves. At the interval you lock yourself away inside a room. And a pimply scared, she asks you what the hell do you think you're doing. If you think you're better than the other kids, well get outside, you've got permission. You got to make the master think he's right. Hey, you think you do. Write a song, I'll sing along. Are you calm, settled down? Soon you will know that you will see. You're on top of the world again. Are you cool and you know? You're a star, you're going far. Think of me, you're a friend. Not just the boy who plays guitar. You're on top of the world again.
Hello, that was Expectations by Belle and Sebastian. Yeah, a really good song, a really fun, silly, groovy, like, I don't know, weird little jumpy number. Yeah. Up next, we've got Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. It's That's What's Up. Please enjoy.
I'll be the church, you be the steeple. You be the king, I'll be the people. Shining. You be the clock, I'll be the timing.
such a wreck, I thought I'm losing my mind. Well, I was feeling such a mess, I thought the sun never shined. You be the bird, I be the feather.
What's up? Yeah, that was That's What's Up by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. I think one of the regrets of my life that I have is that I never saw them in concert, and now the band has broken up. Yeah. I this weekend saw my elementary school, after school art teacher, who was actually very influential in my art practice, I guess, and fostering art for me as a young kid. I saw her this weekend at this random restaurant in my hometown this weekend, and I remember when I was a kid, she told me that she didn't have a lot of regrets, but one of the biggest regrets she had was the Beatles came to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, when she lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and she didn't see them in concert. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty, I would regret that too, not being able to see the Beatles when they came to your hometown. Dang. It's gotta stick with you. excuse me. Anyway, here's Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Enjoy.
Be
That was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Up next, we've got the last song of the show. It's gonna be 400 Lux by Lorde. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. It was fun, it was chill, it was silly. And yeah, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Free, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Danny, and you just listened to Epic Moth Time. Peace out.
You pick me up and take me home.